In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank God that we can come together to worship Him on the Sabbath.
奉主耶稣圣名，感谢神带领， 让我们在安息日能同聚在这里聚会。
It's God's grace that I can meet some of us here whom I have known for more than 10 years.
也是借着神的恩典， 我才在这里与 一些我已经认识10年以上的弟兄姐妹 聚集。
These people are working very hard for God.
那这些也是 很努力为神做工的 弟兄姐妹们。
Indeed, they have the vision to be an army of God.
那真的他们也拥有这个 要为神成为神军队的这个目标。
This is God's will that we, the true Jesus Church, is going to be the army in the whole world for Him.
那这也是主耶稣我们神的意思，要我们这耶稣教会成为这世界上的军队。
And we've been studying the Book of Song of Songs with the TTP students.
那最近我与神学生们在读 雅歌。
Really, if we want to study this book properly, it might take us 50 to 100 hours.
那如果我们要来深读这一本书，可能要50到100个小时的时间。
We can learn by God's power with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit how we can build up the army of God in the end time.
借着神的大能与圣灵的启示，我们来学习如何在末世成为神的军队。
Maybe Spiritus is going to be an army of God fighting in many areas in the United States.
那或许希雷路教会在以后也在美国成为要来为神打战的一个教会。
Maybe in Africa.
或许是在非洲。
In different countries of the world.
或是在世界上不同的国家。
Let's turn to Song of Songs, chapter 6.
那我们来翻开雅歌第六章。
Song of Songs, chapter 6.
雅歌第六章。
Really, it is very wonderful to think about this, is about the true Jesus Church coming into this world by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那真的其实最美好的事就是借着神的圣灵这耶稣教会来到了这个世上。
And this can be seen from chapter 6.
那这从雅歌第六章 以上就能看到。
Let us first read verse 4.
我们来读雅歌六章第四节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
第六章第四节。
Turn up, oh my love, you are as beautiful as Tisa, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with bands.
第四节，我的佳偶啊，你美丽如德撒，秀美如耶路撒冷，威武如展开旌旗的军队。
And this awesome as an army with bands is repeated in verse 10.
那这个威武如展开旌旗的军队在第十节也重复了一次。
Who is it? Who is she who looks forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, awesome as an army with banners?
第十节，那向外观看如晨光发现，发现美丽如月光，洁净如日头，威武如展开旌旗军队的是谁呢？
Two times repeated, awesome as an army with banners.
这两次提到威武如展开旌旗军队。
If you look at this verse, verses in this chapter 6, we can see clearly, especially from chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 12, we can see wonderful messages that we need to know in order to build an army for God.
那从雅各第六章第一到第四节，我们可以看到到十二节告诉我们要如何来建立神的军队。
And then we can work for the Lord, Almighty God.
那我们可以来帮我们这个伟大的神来工作。
I hope we might use this topic for today, this service and the next service.
那我希望用借着这个题目，早上来下午与大家一起分享。
We need to be awesome.
我们需要成为这个威武的军队。
We need to be with banners, army with banners.
那我们需要是这个威武如展开旌旗的军队。
What is the meaning being awesome?
那威武的定义在哪里呢？
Yes, we can be very defensive.
或许我们可以很强。
Defensive, defensive.
可以。
People attack us, we can defend.
那就是人家攻击我们时，我们可以保护自己。
Defend, we can defend, defensive.
我们可以保护自己。
We are always being attacked by satanic power.
那我们知道我们平时时常被魔鬼的权力在攻打。
So, but being offensive is not good enough.
但能够保护我们自己。
Being defensive, alone is not sufficient.
那能够保护自己是不足够的。
So people attack us, they will attack us, we can defend. It's good, but it's not good enough.
那当然，当有人攻击我们，我们能够保护自己。当魔鬼攻击我们时，我们能保护自己是好的，但是不够好。能抵抗，抵抗魔鬼是好的，但不够好。
But if we are always defending, it is not progressing.
那因为我们如果都只在抵挡的话，就没有在前进。
We must be offensive.
我们需要能够攻进。
In other words, we have to go forward and fight before we are beaten up.
那在我们被打败之前，我们需要往前去攻打。
So many places in the world are waiting for you and waiting for me to go and preach to.
那世界有许多地方还等在你跟我去传福音给他们。
And this is only possible if we are offensive.
那当我们只有在攻进时候，这才能发生。
We cannot wait and wait. We have to go forward. Now, this is very awesome.
那我们不能一直的等待，我们需要往前行，往前行。然后这就是这个威武的地方。
If you look at this awesome as an army, are very important.
那么如果看到这个威武如展开旌旗的军队，这是非常的重，军队是非常的重要。
Awesome as an army.
威武如军队。
This is very important.
这非常的重要。
What do you mean by army?
那军队的意思是什么呢
？An army is not made of one person.
那军队不是一个人组成的。
An army is made of many people.
那军队是许多人组成的。
So to be victorious, to be awesome, to be defensive, to be offensive, we must be an army.
那要成为一个军队，要成为威武，要能够攻，要能抵挡与攻进，我们需要成为一个军队。
Because the army is not made of one person.Attacking or defend, it is impossible to win a battle.
因为军队不是光一个人在那里抵挡或是攻进，他这样无法来得胜。
This tells us we all must work together, united as one body.
这告诉我们，我们在主里需要成为合一，一起来同工。
This is the meaning of unity.
那这也是合一的定义。
This is what Paul tells us we are one body.
这也是保罗告诉我们，我们是属于一体的。
We must fight with same mind, same spirit, as one person.Even though we are so many people in the church,
那虽然教会有许多人，我们需要同心合意，成为一个人来打战。
Indeed, we are also because we are an army, not because we are single-handedly fighting for Jesus.
那真的，我们如此的威武，因为我们是一个军队，我们不是单独一个人来打这场战。
One man working, fighting, and this single person can easily be attacked and devoured by the devil.
那如果只有一个人来打战，这个人容易的会被魔鬼而吞吃。
So we thank God, the true church always emphasizes on one body.
所以我们感谢神，我们真耶稣教会注重这个一体的观念。
Then we can be awesome.
那这样子我们才能成为威武。
Yes, we are in an army.
那的确的，我们在这个军队里。
But we must be with banners.
但我们一定要有举着这个旌旗。
Banners means victory.
那旌旗就代表得胜，胜利。
We can be army, but an army can be defeated by the devil.
我们可以成为一个军队，但这个军队却可以被撒旦而打败。
We know banners is very well known in Exodus chapter 17, verse 15.
那我们知道这旌旗在出埃及记里面有提到。
Chapter 17.
第十七章中的
15.
十七章十五节有提到。
Banners of the Lord.
就神的旌旗。
And that means victory.
那也代表了胜利。
Jehovah Nissi, that means.Banners of the Lord, victorious people.
这也代表我们是得胜的族群。
And these banners,
那这些旌旗呢
can only be lifted up by the army if we have the truth of God.
那这个旌旗只有唯一这个军队拥有神真理的军队才能把它高举。
That is why Psalm 60.
这也是为什么诗篇第六十篇讲
verse 4.
第四节讲到
tell us this banner is banner of truth.
那这个旌旗是真理的旌旗。
Psalm 60 verse 4.
那诗篇六十章第四节。
Banner of truth.
这是真理的旌旗。
We go around in different parts of the world fighting for the Lord Jesus.
那我们到世界的各处为主耶稣打这场战。
Or different parts of the United States.
或是美国不同的地方。
It is because of this banner of truth.
那因为这是真理的旌旗。
Of course, it's because of the truth of the Holy Spirit.
那当然也是因为圣灵的真理。
Holy Spirit and truth cannot be separated.
那圣灵与真理不能被分开。
No truth, no Holy Spirit.
你不可能有真理没有圣灵。
No Holy Spirit, no truth.
或是没有有圣灵没有真理。
This banner of truth really means with the power of the Holy Spirit preaching the perfect gospel throughout the whole world. This is called upholding the banners of God.
这个展开。
In the end time.
这个展开旌旗就是靠着圣灵，我们来传在世界的各地传讲这个真理。
So we are an army with banners and very awesome.
所以我们是这个威展军队，高举旌旗的军队。
We need to thank God for that.
那我们需要因此感谢神。
But to be awesome as an army with banners, there are certain conditions that we need to fulfill.
但要成为这个威武如展开旌旗的军队，我们有一些条件需要来达成。
If you look at chapter 6 verse 1,
如果我们来看
one very important condition.
雅歌第六章第一节一个非常重要的条件。
Verses 1 to 3.
第一到第三节。
We can see a very important condition.
我们看到一个非常重要的条件第一节。
Where has your beloved gone, O fairest among women? Where has your beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with you?
你这女子中极其美丽的，你的娘人往何处去了？你的娘人转转向何处去了？我们好与你同去寻找她。
New King James Version, or in many versions, "beloved" refers to the Lord Jesus or the Almighty God.
那在英文的一些版本中，这个娘人代表了我们主耶稣基督，或是我们的神。
But here you can see the beloved is gone.
就是在这里看到这个良人不见了。
First one is a kind of exclamation, is a question, asking for where God is, where Jesus is, actually is where the Holy Spirit is.
所以这第一节其实在问说我们的主耶稣、我们的神、我们的圣灵到了哪里去呢？
If you look at chapter 5, the whole chapter, you can see that is the time the Holy Spirit actually departed from the people of the world.
所以从第五节我们可以看，这其实是当圣灵离开
chapter 5,
第五章我们可以看到是圣灵离开世界的时间。
This is true. According to history, the Holy Spirit departed from the apostolic church, and then there was no speaking in tongues for many, many years until the coming of the true Jesus church, the second downpour of the Holy Spirit, so-called the latter rain, the spring rain.
所以真的在我们教会的历史从使徒时代后面圣灵就离开了教会一直直到圣灵第二次晚雨降下来在到主耶稣升天以后才降下来到真耶稣教会时才降下来
Now, verse 1 tells us the Holy Spirit is still not available
那第一节告诉我们圣灵还是无处可以找到
Where have you gone? Where have you turned aside, my beloved?
他说你的良人往何处去了你的良人转向何处去了呢
Indeed, for many years, people have been yearning and yearning for the coming of the Holy Spirit before the true Jesus came into existence.
那真的在真耶稣教会来到之前许多的人渴望这个圣灵的来临。
Indeed, the Holy Spirit came down.
那真的圣灵终于降了
下来。How do we know?
那我们怎么知道呢
Verse 2,
第二节。
Suddenly, my beloved has gone to his garden.To the beds of spices to feed his flock in the gardens and to gather lilies.
所以突然的，我的良人下入自己的园中，到了花香，到香花在园内牧放群羊，采百合花。
Verse 1 tells us the Holy Spirit is not available. The Lord is not available.
那第一节告诉我们说，我们的圣灵跟神找不着。
Suddenly, the Holy Spirit came down.
但突然呢，圣灵降了下来。
And built the church. Garden is the church of God.
然后建立了这个园中就是神的教会。
This garden is God's church.
这个园就是神的教会。
Really specifically, this is the true Jesus church in the end time.
然后这也就是末世期待的真耶稣教会。
You can see God takes care of this garden. You can find beds of spices, wonderful gardens, a lot of lilies.
那我们可以看神亲自照顾这个园中，中间有许多的花与百合花。
That is after the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
那这是在圣灵降下以后才发生的。
And then we become the beloveds.
那我们就会成为神的良人。
We become His love.
我们就成为神的家偶。
And then beloved is mine.
那我们的良人就归于我们。
And Jesus with the Holy Spirit feeds us among lilies.
那我们的主耶稣与圣灵就会将我们在这个花中摆露。
Lilies.
百合花
Lilies, of course, means the grace of God.
那百合花也代表神的恩典
Because Jesus said, look at the lilies.
因为主耶稣曾说你看这些百合花
They do not toil, they do not spin, and yet the Heavenly Father takes care of them.
那虽然他们不劳苦但这个园中却自己照顾他们
So he feeds his flock among the lilies, means the Holy Spirit is in the true church now, taking care of us, feeding us with the truth of salvation, the perfect gospel.Which is to be preached by the armies with banners.
那神将他自己的羊群放入在这些百合花中，也代表说神的圣灵会亲自在他的教会中带领他的教会。
Then we can preach.
那我们就能来传讲神。
Like an army with banners.
我们就能如这个惊奇的军队来传扬神的道理。
Go out and preach the grace of God.
我们可以出去来传扬神的恩典。
So the first condition we can see, if we want to be an army, awesome as an army of planet, we need the Lord to enter into the garden.
所以我们看到说, 如果我们要成为第一个这个威武的军队, 我们需要进入神的园中。
We need Jesus to enter into the garden.
我们需要主耶稣进入这个园中。
That is the Holy Spirit.
那这就是圣灵。
Verse 2, you can see, right?
那第二节,
My beloved has gone into his garden.
我的良人下入自己的园中。
That means we need the Holy Spirit to come within us, to dwell in us. We speak in tongues, we become better, as we are mentioned in the Hosanna outreach. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot grow.
那我们就像我们在侯赛那讲到，我们需要圣灵来居住在我们的心中，所以我们可以成为一个新的人，然后也能成长。
The speaking in tongues is very important.
那这个讲灵言是非常的重要。
Because that is the way, according to Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, that we can be edified.
所以在哥林多前书十章第四节，像保罗说，我们这样才能得到造就。
But the devil doesn't like it.
但魔鬼却不喜欢这样子。
Doesn't want us to speak in tongues.
他不喜欢我们来讲灵言。
So in the world, in Africa, in other countries, there are two extremes. One is people stop their members to speak in tongues.
所以在非洲有两个现象，就是
in other parts of the world.
在或是其他的世界有这个现象，就是说信徒会停止其他信徒来讲灵言。
The leaders of other churches they say, "Don't speak in tongues. You don't need to. God knows everything. We don't need to speak in tongues."
或是在其他宗教还是其他教派的领导人，他们会跟信徒讲说，你们不需要讲灵言，因为神知道你们所想的一切。
This is exactly against what Paul teaches us.
那这也是跟保罗所告诉我们的是完全相反。
It's not true. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we can see Paul says, "Do not forbid speaking in tongues."
那在哥林多前书十四章第四节，保罗说不要在十四章讲说，
I think it's verse 39, isn't it?
不要阻止我们来讲灵言。
Right? Because at the time, the people in the apostolic time actually were stopped to speak in tongues.
因为在使徒时代，他们有一些被阻止来讲灵言。
That's why Paul says, "Do not forbid speaking in tongues."
也是为什么保罗跟他们讲，不要阻止他们来讲灵言。
That is verse 39 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
记载在哥林多前书十四章三十九节。Do
not forbid to speak with tongues.
那请不要禁止说方言。For
Jesus is already entered into his garden.
因为主耶稣已进入他自己的园中。That's
why he says in verse 18.
这是他在第十八节这样讲。
I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all.
那我比你们讲的方言还要多。
Paul emphasized so much on speaking in tongues.
那保罗这里非常注重讲方言的重要性。
This is the Lord entering into our heart with his Holy Spirit.
那这就是我们的主耶稣，我们的神进入我们的心，如同他的圣灵。
Then we can become more powerful because we are edified through speaking in tongues to bring long hours in our life.
当我们得到圣灵有这个造就时，我们就能够说方言时，我们就能得到造就，能更长做更长久的祷告。
That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 4 says, "He who speaks in tongues edifies himself."
那这也是为什么在哥林多前书十四章第四节说，凡讲方言就是造就自己。
If we want to be an army with banners, awesome as an army of banners, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to be in us.
如果我们想要成为这个威武如展开旌旗的军队，我们需要圣灵住在我们心中。
We need to invite Jesus to come into the garden.
我们需要邀请主耶稣来进入这个园子。Then
we can produce beds of spices in verse 2 of Song of Songs chapter 6.
那就如雅歌第六章第二节，我们才能来得到这些香花。
We can cultivate.
那我们可以来培养这些花。
In other words, we can produce good fruit for the Lord Jesus.
另一句话讲，我们能为主耶稣来结好果子。
That means we can bring many more people to come to the garden in the end time.
那我们到末世能带更多的人来进入这个园中。
So the Holy Spirit is indispensable for us to be awesome as an army of banners.
那所以要成为这个威武的军队，圣灵的重要。
Without it, we cannot grow. We cannot be defensive or offensive.
那没有圣灵的话，我们不能来抵挡或是来恭敬。So
this is the first condition we need to have.
那这就是我们所要有的第一个条件。
I wonder we always encourage members to pray more and more and more.
那这也是为什么我们常常鼓励信徒们要常常的祷告。
I wonder, for the past many days, the TTP students and we together, we pray more than 2 hours a day.
那也是为什么在我们过去在教神学生时，我们每一天祷告超过2个小时。
In Africa, when we have seminars, every day we must pray more than 2 hours.
然后在非洲，当我们有开讲习会时，我们也是每一天祷告超过2个小时。
That power of prayer
enables
us to grow, to learn the word of God with much efficiency.
能帮助我们来了解神的话语。
Efficiency is important.
然后还有这个
效率，
这个效率。
Yes, the more we pray, the more efficient we become.
那我们祷告越多，这个效率就越大。
Some people don't pray.
那有些人不祷告。
They prepare sermons.
但他们来准备讲道。
7 days cannot prepare one sermon.
那就在一个礼拜内也没办法准备一篇道理。
Why? Because 7 days not even praying for 7 minutes.
因为在七天内却没有祷告到七分
钟的时间。I'm not joking. This is true.
那我不是在开玩笑，这是真的。
I met a brother.
那有一天我遇见一个弟兄。
He's an RA.Of the church.
他是教会的总务。
教务。And I said, why the church is not growing here?
那我就问他，为什么教会这里的教会没有在成长呢？
He knew. He knows so clearly.
那他自己非常的清楚。
Lack of prayers.
是缺少祷告。
My brother, how long do you pray a day?
所以我问他说，弟兄，你一天祷告多少呢？
I tell you, to be honest, pastor, no, I pray less than 5 minutes a day.
那他说，我老实跟你讲，我一天祷告少于五分钟。
I said, wow.You want to be the RA leading the church? 5 minutes is so powerful.
那我说，
你五分钟祷告就想带领教会吗？
哦，
这样有能力啊！
你每天祷告五分钟，如何带领教会呢？
就有能力，
就有能力带领教会吗
？I think you are wrong.
那我相信他是错的。
I said to him, I think you are wrong. 你应该是错的吧？
你应该是错的吧
said, ？Yeah, of course I'm wrong.
他说没错，我当然是错的。
But I said, why don't you pray more?
那我问他，你为什么不祷告更久呢
I will pray more.
说我会的。
Can you see the church is not growing because Jesus is not invited, the Holy Spirit is not invited to the garden. Therefore, we cannot be an army fighting for Jesus.
所以我们可以看到，当一个教会没有在成长，就是我们没有将神来邀请他邀请圣灵进入这个园中，所以教会没有在成长，我们也不能成为神的军队。
That is very sad.
那这是非常
可悲的。But thank God, after that, he said to me.
在那个以后，他这样跟我讲。
I'm going to pray more.
我要更加的祷告。
Oh, this is good.
那这就是好的。
Awesome, as an army with banners, must be preceded by prayers.
你要成为这个威武如展开旌旗的军队，一定需要许多的祷告。
Oh, this is wonderful.
那这是非常美好的。
If we want to be awesome,
如果我们要成为这个威武。
What else do we need?
那我们还需要做什么呢
？Look at verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
Song chapter 6 verse 4.
雅歌第六章第四节。
We must be beautiful.
我们一定要美丽。
Now, if we are not beautiful, we cannot be awesome.
那么如果没有美丽，我们无法成为这个威，成为
威武。Verse 4. Oh, my love, you are as beautiful as Thisa, lovely as Jerusalem.
我的骄傲。
Awesome as an army of banners.
我的骄傲啊，你美丽如德撒，秀美如耶路撒冷，威武如展开旌旗的军队。
From here, we can see another condition.
那这里我们可以看到另外一个条件。
What is the condition?
这个条件是什么呢
？To be beautiful spiritually.
就是要在属灵上有这个美。
How beautiful?
那多么美丽呢
？As Thisa.
就如德撒一样
美丽。What is Thisa?
德撒是什么呢
？Thisa, of course, originally was a capital of the kings of the Canaanites.
那这个德撒是迦南人他们王的一个首都。
But later on, this Thisa became the capital city of the northern kingdom, used by a number of kings.
那最后这个德撒，这个德撒成为以色列人北方王朝的很多许多国王所住的一个地方。
Capital.
他们所住的首都。
So from a place which belonged to foreign people, Canaanites, and then now becoming the possession of God's people.
所以从一个曾经是属于迦南人外族人的地成为一个属神人的地。
And here it says so beautiful. We are as beautiful as Thisa.
那这里告诉我们我们如德撒一样美丽。
When you look at the meaning of Thisa, then it's very understandable.
那当我们来看德撒的意思时我就能够了解。
Thisa means grace.
那德撒代表恩惠。
It means beauty.
也代表美丽。
It means acceptableto be accepted.
那这里告诉能够得悦纳。
It also means pleasantness.
那也代表这个喜悦。
How beautiful all the descriptions, the meanings of these are really are needed by us.
那这个德撒如此美丽的叙述也是来告诉我们。
我们需要。
也是我们所需要
的。So the beauty of these are needed by us.
那所以德撒的美丽是我们今天所需要的。
Graceful, being beauty, being acceptable to God, and being pleasant to others.
那要能有这个恩惠，然后被神悦纳，然后对要与对方有喜悦。对的，对的。
To God acceptable, to people pleasant.
那对神我们要被喜悦，对神我们要这个悦纳。对神悦纳，对人神悦纳。Very
good. And that is called Tisa.
那这也是得傻的意思。
That's why in the time of Solomon, actually this city physically was very beautiful.
那也是为什么在所罗门的时代，这个城市，其实是非常美丽的。
So here, the spiritual meanings must be harvested by us.
那所以我们需要来得赏这个属灵的意义。
So that we can apply the meanings in our life.
所以我们今天才能再运用在我们生活当中。Because
we are no more foreign. We don't belong. This does not belong to the Canaanites. The aliens anymore.
因为这个地已经不再属于迦南人了。
Now it is the land of God.
现在这是神的地。
It belonged to the northern tribes.
那已经属于这个北方的王朝。
Of course, later on we know Samaria also replaced the northern kingdom as the capital.
那我们知道最后撒玛利亚也成为了北方的首都。
But the point is, Tisa was at the time very beautiful.
那重点是当时的德撒在当时是非常美丽的。
Are we worthy to be as beautiful as Tisa?
那我们今天配得如德撒一样的美丽吗？
If we are accepted by God, just like the meaning of Tisa,
那我们今天如果蒙神悦纳，就如德撒的意义。
Then we can fight for the Lord Jesus.
那我们就能为我们的主耶稣来打这场战。
If we are not accepted by God, how can we be an army with banners fighting for Jesus?
但我们如果没有被神接纳，我们如何在神的这个军队里威武的军队来为神打仗呢？
We must be like Tisa, not just beautiful, not just with grace of God, but to be acceptable.
那我们不能只能美丽还有恩惠像德撒，但我们需要被神悦纳。
Look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
Oh my love, Jesus talks to us.
那我们的佳偶啊，主耶稣如此的叫我们。
You are so beautiful as Tisa.
你如此的美丽如德撒。
Not only this, you are as lovely as Jerusalem.
不止这样子，你还如耶路撒冷的一样秀美。
This verse uses Tisa, Jerusalem, two cities to describe how beautiful we can be.
那这一节用了德撒与耶路撒冷来形容我们可以当如此的美丽。
Jerusalem, at the time, of course, again, was a very beautiful city.
同样的，那时候的耶路撒冷是一个非常美丽、秀美的。
In the times of Solomon, Tisa and Jerusalem were very beautiful.
那在所罗门的时代，德撒与耶路撒冷是非常美丽的。
Jerusalem, of course, became the southern kingdom's capital.
那我们知道耶路撒冷成为南朝的首都。
It has been considered as the most beautiful, most famous city in the east at the time.
那也是当时在东部是。 认为最美的一个城市。
It is not very big. It's compact together, and everything that you need is available.
那虽然没有很大，但全部都在一起，所以你所需要的都在这里。
Very rich in the time of Solomon.
那在所罗门时代是非常富有的一个城市。
Place of divine worship.
那是这个崇拜的一个城，崇圣的一个城市。中心。
It's very strong, you know, physically.
那物质上也非常的强壮。
And this has been used not only in the Old Testament but as the New Testament to mean the Church of God spiritually.
那无论是在旧约或在新约，耶路撒冷代表神的真教会。
Especially in Revelation, we can see Jerusalem referring to the true Jesus Church.
尤其在启示录，我们看到真耶稣，耶路撒冷就代表真耶稣教会。
So the Holy City, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, actually is the true Jesus Church.
那这新耶路撒冷从天而降，也代表了真耶稣教会。
Why?
那为什么呢？
Because Revelation prophesies the coming of the true Jesus Church, not the coming of apostolic church.
那因为启示录的新耶路撒冷代表了真耶稣教会，而不是旧的使徒教会。预言真耶稣教会的来临。
The coming of true Jesus Church, not apostolic church.
真耶稣教会的来临，而不是使徒教会的来临。
Because Revelation is written almost 100 years AD.
那因为启示录是差不多在一百年主后一百年所写的。
At the time, already, you know, the apostolic church was well established, even persecuted.
那在那时候，这使徒教会已经受到极大的逼迫，已经建立，然后受到逼迫。
So that must be the true Jesus church.
所以这一定是在预言真耶稣教会。
Revelation prophesying must be in the future, not you can prophesy the back.
所以启示录里面的预言一定是预言将来所发生，而不是过去所已经发生的事。
So Jerusalem so beautiful.
所以耶路撒冷是如此的秀
美。We need to be as beautiful as Jerusalem.
所以我们也需要如耶路撒冷一样的秀美。
The church must be beautiful.
代表说教会也需要是美丽秀美的。
If we are beautiful,
这是如此的好。如果我们如此这样的秀美
also,
我们也可以成为如此的威武。
Then we can be victorious.
那我们就能有胜利。
But this beauty is very important.
但这个秀美是非常的重要。
How beautiful? What does it mean being beauty, beautiful?
所以这个美丽秀美到底是什么意义
呢 ？And being lovely.
还有如此的秀美。
Obviously, it is external beauty and inner beauty.
所以代表这是外表与在内在的美丽跟秀美。
This is very important.
这是非常的重要。
In other words, our behaviors, people know whether they're good or not. This is external.
这 外在就代表说我们的 行为能不能
People can see
能人家可以看到我们的行为
But our inner self must also be beautiful
但我们的内在也同样的需要是美丽的
This we will talk more as we go on
那我们再来会发现更多
The inner beauty is emphasized
那这个内在的美被强调
But here the condition is beauty and love must be our ingredients to be awesomeAs an army with banners.
那这里一个条件说，这个美丽与爱需要合结在一起，才能使我们成为这个威武的军队。
This is spiritual beauty.
那这就是当然是属灵的。
This is not our beauty.
这属灵的美丽，外在的美丽。
Jesus doesn't care whether how we look outwardly.
那主耶稣不在乎我们外表是长得如何。
What he wants to see is our beauty in our life.
他所要看到的是我们每天生活中内的美丽。
Without this, we cannot be the army of God.
如果没有这一些，我们不能成为神的军队。
So we have to pursue this very important beauty to be armies of God.
So we 要来追求这个美丽秀美，来成为神威武的军队。
This is another very important condition.
那这也是另一个非常重要的
条件。Another condition we can see from verse 5.
那从第五节看到另外一个条件也是。
Turn your eyes away from me, Jesus says, for they have overcome me. Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Jerusalem.
求你调转眼目不看我因你的眼目使我惊乱你的头发如同山羊群卧在基列山旁
So the next condition to be awesome as an army with banner is we are able to turn the Lord Jesus to be so much overcome by us
那我们另外一个成为威武军队的条件就是我们要使我们的神
被我们得胜
被我们得胜
我们要得胜神 It's interesting isn't it?
这其实非常的
有趣。Look at verse 5.
我们来看第五节。
Jesus says it.
主耶稣这样讲。
Turn your eyes away from me.
求你调转眼目不看我。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because our eyes are so beautiful.
我们的眼睛是如此的美丽。
Eyes can convey messages of love, right?
那我们知道我们的眼睛能放出爱。
哦，
传达爱。
When Jesus look at our eyes.
那当主耶稣看我们的眼目时。
Wow.It is all the words of God.
他会看到我们眼中都只有神的话语。
When he looks at our eyes,
当他看我们的眼睛时
，You can see heavenly kingdom.
你可以看到，他可以看到天国。
When Jesus looks at our eyes,
那当主耶稣看到我们的眼睛时
，He can see, wow, our eyes can see the death of Jesus upon the cross.
他可以看到我们眼睛中有看到神在十字架的死。
Oh, whatever he sees, in what we see, everything is so wonderful.
无论他在我们眼中看到我们所看到的一切都是如此的美好
It is love towards God.
就是他会看到我们对神的爱
Just like Psalms tells us.
就如这个 诗篇告诉我们
25.
第25章告诉我们
Verse 15.
第十五节
My eyes are ever towards God.
我的眼目是永远观看着神
When Jesus sees us.
当主耶稣看到我们
Our eyes only see Jesus. Only see Jesus.
我们的眼目只看到主耶稣
Not money.
不是钱
NotEnjoyment of the world,
不是世上的享乐
not sins,
不是罪恶
not pleasure of sins,
或是罪恶的享乐
Oh, Jesus said, you are so beautiful, you are so lovely, you are love towards me. Wow,
主耶稣会
arrest my heart.
主耶稣会告诉我们你的爱你的美丽是如此的美好
It is a beautiful expression. Don't look at me because your love overcome me.
因为这是一个非常美好的表示神这样说请你转眼目不看我，因为你的眼目使我惊乱。
Look at for example how when Stephen was stoned to death.
那我们来看当斯提凡被打死的时候。
Oh, his eyes look towards God.
他的眼目观看了天，看到了神。
He saw Jesus.
他看到了主耶稣。
He saw heaven open.
他看到了天空打开了。
That kind of vision actually was very beautiful, telling us God supported him in times of persecution.
他所看到这个意象是如此的美好，因为神告诉他，在他被逼迫中，神是与他同在的。
You think about Stephen's, mentality at the time, ready to die for Jesus.
那那时候，斯提凡他已经准备好为神牺牲。
Jesus must be touched.
那时候主耶稣一定被感动了。
That's why the heaven opened and Stephen saw Jesus.
那也是为什么天空打开了，斯提凡看到了主耶稣。
Your eyes really moved me. That is the meaning of verse 5.
那这也是第五节的意思，就是你的眼目感动了我。
Can we overcome Jesus?
那我们可以战胜我们主耶稣。
Can our eyes overcome the Lord?
我们的眼目能战胜我们的主吗？
What does it mean overcoming Jesus?
所以战胜我们的主代表
什么？ How can we overcome Jesus?
我们如何来战胜我们的主呢？
It means we can move Jesus to listen to us, to love us more.
那代表说我们能感动主耶稣来更爱，然后更爱我们，来听我们的祷告。
Remember Jacob when he was praying.
我们记得当雅各在祷告的时候呢，
well, was wrestling with God.
那或是他在与神摔跤时，
Genesis chapter 32,
在创世纪三十二章
verse 28,
第二十八节讲
Genesis 32,
翻开创世纪三十二章
verse 28,
第二十八节
What does it say? Genesis 32 verse 28,
创世纪三十二章二十八节，那人说你的名别不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人比较较力，都得了胜。
You can see, Jacob was able to overcome God and man.
所以我们这里看到雅各他得胜了人与神。
This is what the Bible tells us.
这也是圣经所告诉我们的。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means because of his prayer, his persistency, his heart towards God that touched God.
是因为他的祷告，他的恒心，所以他才感动了神。
Moses.Also overcame God.
同样，摩西他也战胜了神。
God one time wanted to destroy all the Israelites.
那在一个时刻，神曾经想要毁灭全
所有的以色列人。One single person, Moses, prayed to God, and God changed his mind. Is it not being overcome in a way by Moses?
但靠着一个人摩西本身来求告神，神就被他得了胜。
God said, "Because of your prayer, I will not destroy the Israelites."
那神说，因为你的祷告，我不会来消灭以色列人。
Can we pray to God in such a manner?
但我们可以同样这样的来向神祷告吗？
Can we love God? Can we overcome the Lord with our spiritual vision?
我们可以借着我们属灵的意象来胜过神的心。
If we can,
如果我们可以的话，
we can be an army with banners, awesome as an army with banners.
那我们就可以成为这个威武如展开旌旗的军队。
God will work with us wherever we go.
那愿神我们无论到哪。
Then God will be with us all the time.
那神会时常带领我们。
If we continue to study, there are so many beautiful conditions that we need to have in order to be victorious.
那么继续查考的话，我们发现更多美好的，更多美好的条件。
We need to have.
那我们需要拥有的条件。
Then we can fight for the Lord Jesus in the end time.
这样子的话，我们到末世才能为我们主耶稣打这场战。
Really, why people want to become full-time workers?
那真的也是为什么今天会有许多会有人想要成为神全职的圣者圣工人员呢
？Why there are deacons and elders and board members and our teachers？
那为什么教会有长职、有长老、执事与负责人与宗教教育老师呢
？Many other good workers。
还有许多美好的工人呢
？Because they love God。
因为他们爱神。
Your eyes and my eyes touch Jesus。
你们的眼目与我们的眼目感动了神的心。
We are not overcome by the world.
我们不是被这个世界所战胜。
But we can defeat the world.
但我们能打败这个世界。
This is our mission in the end time.
那这也是我们末世的使命。
Continue to study.
那么下午来继续的查考。
Sing him.
我们来唱诗。
356